No, that's actually
yeah, that theme song really flies when you don't have a show to follow it. So just pull up a chair, Andy. Pull up some headphones.
Just stop screaming.
How did you enjoy the live commenting last week? You really got a kick out of that, didn't you?
Didn't like it?
Don't want us to do it again? 82 people commented last week. You don't want to try to...
I don't need my listeners to comment to tell me that my show is going down the crapper. I know when I'm in a tailspin. Thank you, though. Excuse me, plane's crashing. I know the plane is crashing. Thank you.
So last week you'd consider a train wreck?
I enjoyed having my niece with me.
Jordan, yes, she proved very popular with the listeners.
Deservedly so. We'll all be working for Jordan someday. Or be voting for her or something. How was your week?
Whose cell phone is that?
Not mine. Do you have a flooding story?
Yes.
Is this going to be a long story?
How are things up on the hill?
We're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine. The only problem is, some of our domestic help had trouble getting in today because of all the flooding.
Right.
But that's all right. It's good to wash your own dishes some mornings. It's fine. We'll be fine. We're going to be fine. How was your day? You had a tough time getting in. Huh? You don't want to even begin the story. You're scared of me, aren't you?
I just know what you're going to say.
I'll tell your story.
The second I say anything.
I'll tell your story.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, tell my story. You tell my story.
You woke up at 5:30 from the thunder. You were locked outside in your underwear for some reason. You had a whole story. You had a whole thing you were doing. Yeah. Your tenant in your basement was complaining. Sewage had backed up in the basement. Oh, okay. Then you had flooding in your house. You couldn't leave the house till 7, correct? Right? Or so?
Right.
You went a few blocks in your car, but roads were flooded. And this, I think, is the high point of the story. You had to turn around and go back.
Right.
And then you got your bike. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
You really have retained quite a bit of the story.
And you had to ride to work on your bike, and there were big puddles, and you had to walk your bike at some point.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real adventure. Life is an adventure or it's nothing. You had a little adventure today.
Yeah, and up on the hill, up in the mansion on the hill.
Yeah.
You just worry about where the help is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we dock their pay. So it's no big loss.
Good for you.
Don't worry about us. We didn't lose too much money. That's fine. I got to know my own kids a little better this morning. I got to see them. They like cold cereal for breakfast. I found that out today.
Can you name your kids that were home this morning?
Yeah. The girl, Molly, and the boy. The boy was there.
Oh, so you only had a couple of your kids there.
Yeah, the little ones.
Yeah.
And Molly is going to be 3, and the boy looks like he's around 1. He is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
The help, Iday, our mother's helper, tells such funny stories about the boy. It sounds like he's really cute. How are your kids doing?
They are great. They got back from camp.
Oh, good.
Yep.
They have a boyfriend or girlfriend at camp this year?
No. No, they don't.
You want to do camp stories? They can call up and tell us their favorite camp stories?
I thought we had a good idea for the show.
I don't trust it.
You were really into this idea. You were wildly enthusiastic not 10 minutes ago about our idea tonight.
It is a pretty great idea.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Could be.
You want to just get into it? Do you have something to promote? Is there some kind of fundraising deal going on?
No, I have no fundraising deal going on.
You got one of them hippie parades scheduled?
No. Oh, the Lonely Hippie Parade? You mean the record fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not coming up for months. Why do you want me to promote something?
I don't know, because we're running out of foreplay. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I see.
Hear about the big flood?
I did, yes.
How did you handle it this morning?
You told my story.
Oh, yeah.
You ruined my story. Congratulations.
How long does it take you to bike to work?
Not long.
Huh.
Yeah, it's only 3 miles away.
How many times a year do you find yourself biking?
Unfortunately, only a few. I wish I could bike more often.
Yeah. Then you'd have more great stories like that.
Yeah. So we have a real winner of an idea tonight,
yeah.
Don't we?
Wait, yeah. I'm scared because once we say the idea, we're committed to it.
Oh, so you're giving up on it? Even you don't even want to articulate it.
Don't you find the high point of every week's show is just before we begin our topic?
Not this week.
No, not this week. How'd Jeff handle the flooding? Jeff, were you flooded out this morning?
Yes, he was flooded out.
Tell us the story.
Most people were flooded out. Most people were affected by the flooding, Andy.
Yeah. Tell us the story, Jeff.
He cannot be heard. He's way off mic.
All right, let's get going then.
Yeah.
You want to just get into it?
Why not? I'm still trying to get my live playlist happening so that
people can comment
on what a train wreck it is. I like that. I like seeing that immediate train wreck feedback.
What are we going to call the show? The Gesundheit Show?
Yeah, why not? Because that's what you want to do, right? You want to make some kind of point.
I do want to make a point. I think I'm struck often by how polite and nice people are. And I wonder if that's too worldwide. I think Americans are very polite. When I am often like in a bookstore or out publicly, and I will sneeze, and strangers, people I don't want to meet, people I haven't met, strangers, even three aisles away, people I can't even see, you can hear them say, God bless you, or Gesundheit. Don't you find that to be true?
Yeah. People...
Do you ever sneeze in public and not get a Gesundheit?
Sure. It's happened.
Yeah, I often get my Gesundheit. And I wonder if around the world people are as polite. So why don't we call people? Why don't we call embassies in Washington? Get live people on the phone from various countries? You think if we call the Lebanese embassy, we'll get a Gesundheit?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Well, tell me what you think.
I think yes. They might not say Gesundheit, but I think they'll make some kind of acknowledgement. You tell me that many cultures in the world have some kind of response to people sneezing.
Yes.
It actually goes back to the ancient Greeks, you told me.
Well, I didn't. I believe what I said was, hey, look it up. Hey, read something about it on Wikipedia.
Really? That's
We're on the air. We're on the air in 5 minutes. Look something up.
That's not how I recall it.
That's how I recall it. So we looked it up, and according to Wikipedia, most countries have something that they say. Often it's God bless you, or may Allah be with you, or good health. I guess a lot of it is health related.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll get it? You want to try Russia? Damn Ruskies.
Sure.
Well, tell me what you think. We get a Russian operator on the phone. We start a conversation. Some pretext. We get them on the phone. We sneeze. You want to hear my sneeze?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear your sneeze.
Here's...
Ouch! Is that bad?
That's actually the best acting I've ever heard you do.
Achoo. Wait, maybe Jeff.
No, now you're getting worse. You're getting worse and worse.
So I'm wondering if we can get a visa to your country and how long that might... Achoo!
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, wait, that is
that
awful.
That is terrible.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this. Hello, is this the Russian embassy?
Yes, it is.
I'm wondering what the waiting period would be. My wife is in... Achoo.
That was better.
Jeff, did that sound like a sneeze?
Yeah.
What is Jeff doing here? He doesn't care.
Well, it's hard to care when you don't care.
No, I expect people to care. It's hard. Yes, I agree. But that's his job. My job is almost not caring. I'm the delightful, bemused cynic. I'm the world-weary cynic. That's my job.
People are just following your
lead. Excuse me, Ken.
That was better.
It was?
Yeah.
Let you. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's believable. I wouldn't hear that and automatically think that that's a fake sneeze.
Okay. Now, should I say excuse me before I sneeze? As if signaling, making it a moment? Or I think the real test would be if I don't say anything. Yes, I'm wondering what the waiting period is. My wife is interested in getting a V. Achoo! And then we'll
this is such a stupid idea.
Why? I'm very curious.
All right, let's go.
I think there are some countries. I think the West will be very polite.
Okay.
You gotta love that Western culture.
Western countries.
If nothing else, we know a little bit about etiquette.
Oh God.
Come on. Give it up for teaching our kids basic manners.
So you think that Europe?
Yeah,
Western Europe will say Gesundheit.
Let me prove it to you. May I prove it to you?
And what, south of the equator? No Gesundheit?
Oh, good luck. Good luck in Asia. Good luck is all I have to say. Good luck, my friend.
Okay, so...
Okay, you want to prove... Can I prove my point?
What is Russia part of Europe?
Yeah, I say Russia's in the West. Okay, okay, so wait. What should I... What continent? Pick a continent. You want to try Germany?
Sure.
Okay.
They invented Gesundheit.
So of course, it's a good place to start.
Of course they're going to say it.
They might get a little royalty.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try Germany. Do you think we're going to get a Gesundheit from Germany?
Yes, I do.
I do too. Hey, Jeff, do you think we're going to get a Gesundheit from the German embassy?
Yeah.
Yeah, said Jeff. Jeff said yeah. He made a little joke.
How dare he?
Okay. So we can't hear you dialing, but you are dialing.
Yeah, I am dialing the Russian embassy. German embassy.
If somebody wants to call us and weigh in on voting before we call next time, give us a call on the air. 201 something something something. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Is that at 200? 9368?
All right, I'm dialing two and then putting you on.
I guess I have to say they're on the air. Do I have to say they're on the air? Kenneth?
I'm trying to listen to the German voicemail.
Fine, sorry. Sorry, don't mean to disturb you.
I
Just hit operator. Oh, so now I can't talk? It distracts you if I talk?
They're giving me a menu of options now.
Just hit operator.
I'm putting you through to the...
We just need a switchboard. They don't have a switchboard? Man, that's the country to...
You want me to just dial zero and see what happens?
Well, that would be my guess. You want to try that?
Okay.
Oh, is this going to be the whole hour? This is going to be the whole hour, you with the phone up, shaking your head?
Hitting zero was the wrong thing to do. It set me back.
Oh, fine. It never ends. Hey, can you dial two phones and have two embassies being called?
No.
We should dial two embassies, put them on the phone with each other, and see if we can start some kind of international conflict. So we're dialing the German embassy.
I'm trying to dial the German embassy.
We just want to talk to an operator. We tested this out before the show. We called China, and we did get a live operator. Call the Visa. That's how we got through to China. Visa questions. They're 24 hours. They have to be.
I'm kind of in a black... I'm in a cul-de-sac on the German voicemail system here.
You want to try someone else?
Yeah.
You want to abort?
Yeah, got to abort.
All right. Was Visa one of the options?
Yes.
Did you try that one?
I did.
And what happened?
Everything was fine until I hit zero.
Until you followed my advice?
Yeah, until I followed your advice, and that kind of set me into some weird...
Want to call them back and try it again?
No, I'd rather try something else.
But Germany, they invented Gesundheit.
Okay.
Fine. Let's just try Germany. I'll bring people up to date. Hey, if you want to join us, you also can guess whether or not we're going to get a Gesundheit or good health. God bless you. Ken and I both think the answer is yes. Also, they're so strict in Germany. I believe you're punished, aren't you? If you don't say Gesundheit?
I don't think so, no.
I think it's a misdemeanor in most of Germany. I get my Gesundheits and God bless yous everywhere I go. I kind of enjoy it. My wife will shout Gesundheit across a crowded stadium if she hears someone sneezing. How are we doing? You're calling the visa office in Germany?
They have Nazi-like precision.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, though. We're going to get somebody. Is it ringing?
I'm in the visa department now.
Is it ringing now?
No.
Come on, Ken, make it ring. Did you push the numbers? Did you push the buttons on the phone firmly? Decisively? What are you hearing? Oh, this show sucks.
This is exactly what I was trying to tell
you. No, you said it's a good idea. We'll call the embassies. Is it ringing?
They're just giving me tons and tons of information.
Because they don't. They want to discourage you from talking to a live operator?
Yeah. That's what voice...
What kind of information are they giving you?
Just about what region you have to be from in order to talk to a human being and how you can get information from their website, other phone numbers you should call.
Uh-huh. And you don't want to hit operator again. Fine. Can we have Jeff make
They have call? An option where they charge you $2.50 per minute to speak to a human being.
Boy, they're good.
Oh.
Here we go. Put us on. You mean if you have a visa problem, if you're a German citizen and you're in the States and you have a visa problem, you have to pay?
Oh.
Here we go.
202-298.
You missed the number. Fine.
Forget it.
Forget it. Fine.
I think the Germans should fail.
So what's on your refrigerator? You want to just change topics?
No.
What's on your refrigerator?
I have a wooden refrigerator.
Well, maybe people have, like, funny old Doonesbury cartoons or Far Side cartoons.
Man, that's the worst topic you've ever come up with.
Pictures of your grandchildren. Give us a call and tell us.
Oh, God.
You don't want to do the embassies?
I'm willing to do the embassies, but it's very hard for me to go through the voicemail system with you shouting at me.
I don't know how. What else do I do? What should I do? It'll be dead air. You want to try dead air while you dial?
No.
Let's try France.
Okay.
Here. And we'll try your dead air. No one will be yelling or talking.
No. Dead air's not good either.
No, Ken?
Realize if we do a crappy show this week, it's two really bad ones in a row.
I know.
It's not good.
I know. Stop screaming at me. I can talk about my lower back pain.
Okay.
It's the weirdest thing. It's not when I sit down. It's not when I'm walking. It's only when I rise after sitting. I get a sharp pain in my lower back. So we're calling the French embassy. I'm going to begin a conversation with the operator. Then I'm going to pretend to sneeze. And we're going to see if we get a Gesundheit. If there is no Gesundheit, Ken and I are issuing a travel advisory for France. That's not a bluff. We're really willing to do it.
This is not boding well.
If voting means what I think it does.
The French embassy is pretty much saying the same thing the German embassy said, which is that it's recommended to make an appointment.
Or to use
their website, make an appointment, call another number, and get... They hung up on me. The French embassy hung up on me.
Okay, that's another travel advisory. We have a travel advisory out for Germany and France. I also want to put out while I have your attention a time travel advisory for 1929 and 1939.
Why?
Avoid those years.
1939, I can understand why. Why 1929?
Wait, when was the big crash?
It was the stock market. It was in
the
20s. Yeah, it was in the 20s sometime.
And we have another time travel advisory for 6 p.m.
Wednesday nights.
You want to avoid them, kids. Nothing but turbulence and trouble. Oh, also, this morning, time travel advisory. And I'll tell you why. Because of the flooding. Good friend of mine had to walk his bike. Couldn't even ride his bike to work. My best friend in the world. Get this. He started to drive to work.
Yeah.
Got a few miles, had to go back.
Really?
Yeah. And my heart bleeds. I love this guy. The thought of him having to ride his bike to work, it kills me.
Unbelievable.
Hey, how are you? Call security. Did you see that guy?
Yes.
Call security.
We don't have security. You are security. Nick the Bard is as close as we get to security.
Oh, God. All right, let's try some more. What do you think? If we call Kenya. Now, they can't have the technology needed for voicemail, Kenya. Do you think they do?
I'm just putting somebody on the phone because I'm desperate.
No. Come on, we got to make some calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Raphael with Kongoo.com.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry, hey. Raphael.
Yeah. Hey, it's your only hooker. As his pimp, I thought you'd certainly want to talk to him.
I already gave all the free air time to Kongoo.com that I could give to Kongoo.com.
Come on, let's try Uganda.
Okay.
Uganda. Now, they can't even have voicemail. Do you think we're going to get a Gesundheit?
You think because it's an African nation, they're not going to have voicemail?
I'm not saying they will never have voicemail. I'm saying they don't have voicemail now.
I think they have voicemail.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I think every country in the world has voicemail.
You need electricity for voicemail.
Yeah, well.
Uganda? I don't think Idi Amin will let them.
Ooh, they whisper.
Yeah, that's true. They whisper in Uganda.
Oh, she has a very nice voice.
Okay, let's try it. You think she'll say Gesundheit?
It's a recording. Now they're giving their hours out.
Yeah.
If you know your party's extension.
Do we know our party's extension? Try the visa office.
Please press 0 for immediate assistance.
There it is.
Get ready. Okay. Get your sneeze ready.
Wait, make your guess.
Yes, they will say Gesundheit.
Or something, or the equivalent.
You're on.
Here we go. Well, good afternoon. I'm calling from Jersey City, and you are on the air. And I have a question. I'm interested in visiting your country, and I wonder what the waiting time. Achoo! I say, I'm wondering what the how long a waiting list I need to for a visa. Do I need a visa?
Yes, you do.
I see. And how would I go about applying for? Achoo!
Bless you.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'm going to call back. I have another call. Thank you.
She said bless you on the second sneeze.
Yeah.
She did not say anything on the first sneeze.
So we issue a blinking yellow light.
No, I think...
We had to do two sneezes.
All systems go for Uganda.
No, they had to think I was dying before I got a bless you.
No.
Being a little sick is not good enough in Uganda. All systems go. That's good enough for you.
We've reached a human being. We could not reach a human being at the German or the French embassy.
You're right. So Uganda gets a favorable rating.
Yeah, they get a gold star.
Okay. Where's Uganda?
We still have the travel advisory warning on 1929.
Yeah, we have the time travel advisory warning on 1939, 1929, and 6 o'clock p.m. today. Avoid that if you can. If time travelers.
Oh boy. Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. And Ford Theater, 1865. I mean, go early.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of the play. Make sure you keep your ticket stubs if you're going to Ford Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Because the play is going to be interrupted and you want to go back at a later date. Do you think they gave refunds at Ford Theater that day? The day Lincoln was shot?
When was he shot? Was he shot at intermission, before the play began, after the play was over?
I know he was enjoying the play.
Really?
Yes. Oh, it might have been quite into the play, because I believe he had a bodyguard that snuck out for a drink and left the door untended.
Hmm.
I bet it was well into the play. I know the name of the play he was watching.
What was it?
Oh, I think I know. I believe it was Our American Cousin. Anyway... My question stands. Did you get a refund? Suppose you bought a $1 ticket, the best seat in the house, for Our American Cousin. If you kept your ticket stub.
I bet you they did not give refunds.
Yeah, I guess they had a pretty good excuse. I would be in line for a refund. They'd be carrying the president out behind me, and I'd be waiting for the manager.
You should try to get a refund now.
On this show?
You should claim to be the heir of somebody who was at my our American cousin that night.
And get my 75 cents back.
Get your 75 cents plus interest. Yeah, plus interest for all these years. Shall we call another embassy?
I wonder if the actors on stage had one moment of going, oh, great, I was on a roll. This guy, John Wilsfield, he had to interrupt my monologue. Oh, great. All right, let's call another embassy. So Uganda, we got a big thumbs up.
Yes, they said bless you.
They did. What do you think about Syria? Want to go deep into the Middle East?
Sure.
Here
let's
it
call,
is.
Let's call Syria.
Your guess. We're talking to the embassy.
I think they'll all say something. They're diplomats.
But we didn't get one from Uganda right away.
You got one on the second sneeze.
They're lucky I gave them a second sneeze.
Your sneezes are so fake sounding that I can't blame people for not, you know.
Do you have a better sneeze? Let me hear your sneeze.
Oh, Syrian embassy keeps very short hours, banker's hours.
What if you're a Syrian citizen and you're in trouble?
Call back Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
What if you're in trouble on the weekend?
Call a different embassy.
Okay. Name a country. Why don't we have a listener name a country? If you're curious about how polite, or why don't you, if you're a citizen of another country and you want to test your country's embassy, 201-521-1416.
Huh?
Wait, that's not our number. That's the office.
On-air number is 201-209-9368.
Yeah, 9368. I've only been here 12 years.
Yeah, actually more than 12 years.
You know who are very polite? The Japanese. I bet you we get something on the first sneeze.
Okay, shall we call Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
As I said, these are diplomats we're calling. If we can reach a human being, I would be very surprised if they didn't say something by the second sneeze.
What does that mean, the second sneeze? That's no big badge of honor. That means I'm really seriously sick. The real test is the first sneeze. We all agree. Hey, Jeff, what do you think? Japan. This is a big night for Jeff.
Japanese embassy is closed. Closed at 5:30 p.m.
Try them again.
They
press the buttons harder.
That was pretty straightforward. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30.
Want to try Canada?
Well, of course they're going to say Gesundheit.
Oh, try the L.A. consulates. Are there consulates in L.A.?
Should be.
Can you try to print us out some L.A. consulates? Or
can somebody call with some phone numbers for the L.A. consulate? Somebody on a website? Oh, that makes sense. Why didn't you think of that?
Remember I asked you whether...
No. Oh, hey, wait, we're out of time here.
Are we?
Yeah.
6:30?
Oh, it's a whole hour?
Yeah, it's an hour program.
Okay, fine. 201, 2-something. I thought it was 209. Oh, on air, 209, yeah. 201-209-9368. How was your show this morning?
Canadian embassy closed. Yes, we have found the fatal flaw of the show.
You were doing this on the fly this morning, your show. Because of you got in a little late, huh?
Yeah, because your help didn't arrive on time.
Because the flooding.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the big flooding this morning?
I did. Did it affect Madison at all?
How would I know that?
You live there?
Yeah. By the time I got up, the help had cleared the lawn of any debris or branches.
There's a whole bunch of consulates.
Well, then there we go.
In Los Angeles.
Fine, come on. Is there Germany?
Korean Cultural Services.
Okay, here we go. Korean Cultural Services. Wait, Oh, man, German in L.A. Come on, give it up. How does he do it?
That's why he's the call screener.
Oh, I feel bad about a lot of the things I've been saying and thinking about him.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I almost should apologize. Oh, these are great. Look at all these numbers.
Hey,
here we go.
Get your sneeze ready.
Okay. Who are we calling?
The consulate for Germany in L.A.
The birthplace of Gesundheit. The birthplace. I'm going to sneeze. We're going to hear what we got.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Good afternoon. You're on the air. I'm calling from New Jersey, and I have a question about visiting Germany and whether or not I need a...
Hello?
Whether or not I need a visa to visit Germany. I'm afraid I'm leaving on very short notice, and I... Achoo!
You're supposed to call the office in New York.
Oh, yes, that's what I'll do. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, sure. Bye-bye.
He said Gesundheit on the second sneeze.
What is wrong with the rest of the world? Why does it take two sneezes? That's the problem with the world today.
I think the first sneeze takes him by surprise because it sounds like such an odd sneeze. They're not sure what they're hearing.
The odd sneezes should concern them more. A good, healthy, loud sneeze is a normal, healthy response. An odd sneeze, I would be more concerned with someone.
Okay, should we call the Consulate General of Japan?
Sure. Oh, that I'm guessing, you know, they have a reputation for being very polite, overly polite.
You think they'll say something on the first sneeze?
I can't wait to hear someone say something on the first sneeze. But for now, we will give Germany a thumbs up.
The consulates, they don't hide behind this web of voicemail.
No, you can just call them. I think the second half of the show is going to go swimming. Oh, yes. Hi, I'm calling from the East Coast. You're on the air, and I plan to be visiting your country in the near future. And I wonder if I need a visa. I know it's
just
very...
Just a moment, please.
Wait. Hey, no. Ma'am.
Oh, well.
That's a no for
Japan.
We should
put a travel advisory out for Japan.
There is a travel advisory out for Japan. A Ken and Andy WFMU travel advisory out for Japan. I'm sorry.
Because they're not polite.
They are so rude.
Although, to be fair.
Did you hear her?
To be fair.
Did you hear her not say anything? Did you hear that?
Yeah, but that was only the first sneeze. And that was a particularly fake-sounding sneeze.
It was?
Yeah. That was perhaps your worst sneeze yet.
Let me hear your sneeze. Oh, you do it then.
No, I don't want
you
to.
You do it. Why not?
What, was that such a good sneeze?
I can't tell.
I can't. Your sneeze is probably better than mine. And you're a better liar than I am anyway.
Yeah, your sneeze is as higher pitched and wimpier sounding.
Yeah, should we call Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Israel? Switzerland?
Okay. Israel. I'll try anyone. Yeah, let's try Israel. So far we have Gesundheit from Germany, Gesundheit from Uganda.
Bless you from Uganda.
Bless you from Uganda. On the second sneeze, so there's an asterisk next to it, right? We can...
Nobody has said anything on the first sneeze.
I think we're now calling Israel. Okay.
The Israeli consulate in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Shalom.
Shalom means hello. Consulate General of Israel in San Francisco.
No, oh, San Francisco.
Continue in English, press 1.
Press 1, my friend. Geez. Press 1, my brother.
Please listen carefully to our automated answering system and choose from the following options. You can find information at our website at www.israeliconsulate.org.
Yeah, you want me to hang up?
You
want to
try 0?
This site provides value. Please listen carefully to our automated answering system and choose from the following options. You can find information at our website.
I'll hit 0 again.
Why?
Please listen carefully. It's just resetting.
Why don't you hit 3? Hit 3. Hit 3, my friend. Hit 3, brother.
For directions from the East Bay, press 1.
Fine.
For directions from the South.
Okay.
No, we'll never get
travel advisory?
Travel advisory to Israel. Very rude.
You said it.
Well, we didn't talk to them, but still.
Is that your phone?
It is? No, I turned mine off. Is that your phone?
I don't know what the hell it is. Oh, it's this phone.
Oh. Answer it.
Very well. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. I just had a quick suggestion that might help out.
Anything would help.
Yeah, the initial sneeze maybe is catching them off guard, so they're not saying anything. So maybe what Andy should do is preface the conversation by saying something like, you know, you'll have to excuse me, I'm a little under the weather, you know, to kind of preface the fact that he's sick. So that
right.
But is that fair, though? Is so that a fair test?
But that way, when they hear your sneeze, they'll know what it is.
But, yeah, that you want them to know what it is. You want them to say gazoon night, right? You want to see if they're going to ignore it or if they're going to acknowledge it.
How about this? How about I do my phony sneeze, then if there's no response, I say, I'm sorry I sneezed.
But then would they say God bless you after that?
Well, let's see.
Well, but you want to try to get them on the first sneeze, right?
Yeah. We want to know if there's a country that will say Gesundheit on the first sneeze.
Yes, you let them know that you're sick right off the bat. So when you sneeze, they realize you're sneezing because you're sick, and then we'll see if they have any manners.
All right.
I know a country that will say Gesundheit on the first sneeze. Thank you, caller.
What country?
Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan will?
Yes. I'm calling the Kyrgyzstan consulate right now.
Where is Kyrgyzstan?
It's next to Turkmenistan. Maybe.
I don't know geography. I can't even find the map.
Okay, Kyrgyzstan.
Let alone find Kyrgyzstan. Did you dial like the wind?
I did, yeah.
Remember I used to say that all the time, dial like the wind?
So much for Kyrgyzstan. The Swiss embassy.
Kyrgyzstan might have gone under. Might have been some kind of overthrow. The Swiss embassy. Now we'll get a Gesundheit from Switzerland. That's why they're called the Cradle of Civilization. Did you know that?
They're not called the Cradle
they
of Civilization.
They are by C-minus history students. They certainly are. Did you ever see the Spartans, the 300?
No.
I believe that was
the
Swiss.
Have you seen it?
Thank you for calling the Consulate General of Switzerland in San Francisco. If you wish to speak English, please press 6.
Press 6!
Just press 6. Just don't argue
with
them.
If you know the extension number of the person you're trying to reach, please dial it now.
Fine.
For visa information,
press
2.
Press 2. Press like the wind. Press 2.
Please press 1 for tourist business visas. Please press 2 for working visas.
What are you pressing?
1.
Thank you for calling the section of the Consulate General
just shoot
of Switzerland
me.
In San Francisco.
Oh.
Opening hours are Monday.
What did I tell you?
Wait, they're open. It's San Francisco. You hung up? That was a premature hang up, I think.
Yeah? You think we were going to reach a human being there?
I don't know. Maybe not a human being. Maybe a Swiss citizen. Fine. Who else do we have?
Austria. Did we call Austria already?
Well, that's like Germany. That's the same. We'll get the same guy. They share a lobby. Who else do we have?
China.
Yeah, China. I'd like to see China. I bet they're going to be very, very polite. They're on the best behavior because of all the poison dog food and lead Dora dolls.
I can't find a phone number for China.
Oh, for the love of God. Wait, we called China
there
earlier.
We go. Did we? No, we called China upstairs before the show began.
Yeah,
that was our
Chinese
test.
In Washington, the Chinese embassy in Washington. So it's been suggested that I announce that I'm. It's been suggested that I announce that I'm under the weather.
Thank you for calling the Consulate General of the People's Republic of China in Los Angeles.
That's not Chinese.
English, please press 1. If you know your party's extension, please press 1. For our business hours, please press 2.
They're open.
If there's an emergency concerning Chinese citizens that have occurred and you need assistance, please press 3
press
and
three.
Record your message.
Oh,
be sure
no.
to leave your name and contact phone
oh,
number.
No.
We will contact you as soon as possible. For our address and directions to
no.
our consulate, please press 4. If you have any inquiries regarding visa,
Ken, it's not going to happen.
Legalization,
Ken,
or other related issues,
Ken,
please call 213.
No, Ken. Even an emergency, they're saying leave a message.
Yeah.
I thought we were onto something with the consulates. Remember when we got through to the first consulate we called?
Yeah.
Remember that?
We did a trial run.
Remember that?
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was
what other consulates are there to call? Name some others.
Hey,
you
Jeff.
You want to try the British?
Oh, look at all these.
Look at all these. Malaysia.
Okay.
Malaysia. The Consulate General of Malaysia. How's it going, Jeff? Do you have a show? Man, they're hard. Don't get a show. Jeff, stay off the radio. It's a bitch. Trust me. Jeff. Jeff, you think you have a good idea?
You're on.
You think... Oh, no. You think you have a topic that's going to work?
You were on with the...
Malaysia Consulate, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm calling from the East Coast. You're on the air, and I have a little question about traveling to your country, Malaysia. I wonder if I need a... Oh, thank you very much. Oh, wait, my other line. I'll call you right back.
Okay, bye.
Bless you.
Malaysia.
That's where
we
to go.
Come through.
She sounded great.
She did sound great.
Yeah. Bless you. We got a sweet bless you.
So Malaysia gets the top honors.
Yeah. If you're planning a honeymoon, planning a trip, a family trip, here's what we can tell you about Malaysia. The most polite place on earth. One phony sneeze, and then we get a bless.
Pakistan.
No, please. No.
Why?
We're not going to get a thing. They're so rude in Pakistan. Everybody knows that. You're wasting everyone's time, Ken.
I disagree. I don't think there's anything in
here. I'm even going to tell them that I'm not feeling well, and we'll see what happens. Before the sneeze, there is no way. You have a lot to learn about the Pakistanis, my friend.
Thank you for calling the Consulate General of Pakistan, Los Angeles. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed to serve
the menu options have changed.
For office directory and dial by name,
yeah.
Please press 1. For information and location, email address, website,
you
and
office press
timing,
one.
Press 2.
You want to press
visa,
0?
Press 3.
3. 3. There we go. 3. Did you press 3?
Yes.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling the visa
for the love of God.
For information on processing time,
just shoot me.
Press 1. For visa application...
Wait, are you hanging up?
Current processing
I hit one.
For applications sent by mail is 3 to 5 business days.
You want to try operator
applications
here?
Applications submit.
Play, press 1. To rewind 10 seconds, press 7.
Oh, that's
to,
a, that's to leave
continue,
a message.
Press 8. To fast forward 10 seconds.
Fine.
Okay, we will never know about Pakistan.
I think we all know about Pakistan.
The Czech Republic. What do you say?
Yeah, I say they have that Cold War mentality. They're still very repressed. If it's an older guy or a woman, no, but a younger person, yes. Do these embassies? Do they hire like a? Would it be a young Czech woman sitting at their reception desk, or do they hire anyone? Can anyone get a job at the Czech embassy?
I don't know.
Or the Czech consulate?
Don't know.
Thank you for calling the Consulate General of the Czech Republic. Dovolili jste se na generální konzulát České republiky.
Speak English.
If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. Znáte-li linku volaného?
English. Alright, hold on.
For information on visa, press 1.
You want to try visa?
Bad sign.
Oh, it's going to be a recording.
To download the visa application, get information on visa requirements.
You want to try Spain? That's a big one, I bet, right? Or Mexico and California would be huge. Be a shopping mall.
Okay, Mexico?
Well,
you're
you think
on.
It's so big that it's all going to be pre-recorded? Well, Mexico, they've got to have people working. Is this Mexico?
This is Mexico.
You think we're going to get a Gesundheit?
Mexican Red Convention, buenas tardes.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm calling from New Jersey. You're on the air, and I have a question about applying for a temporary visa. Excuse me, I'm not feeling well. A temporary visa to achoo! Did you say bless you?
Okay. You wanna...
Oh, no. You know what? My other phone is ringing, but thank you very much for your God bless you and for caring. Okay. And we can give you a big green light now.
He did say something the first time.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
It was kind of faint, and then he repeated it.
Yeah. He did not sound that friendly, though.
I got my Gesundheit, and that's good enough for me. Okay. I got my bless you.
Would you recommend going to Mexico over Malaysia?
Malaysia sounded more like a real sincere God bless you, didn't it?
Yeah.
I guess Malaysia so far is our go-to country. Hey, you want to see? You want to try Vietnam and see if the hatchet is really buried?
I don't think I have a Vietnam number.
I have one in Washington.
Here's what we have in California. Guatemala. Indonesia.
El Salvador.
Honduras. El Salvador. Nicaragua. Finland. The UK. Sri Lanka. Lebanon.
You want to go to Lebanon? Oh, we did. Didn't we try Lebanon?
Kyrgyzstan again. Greece. Italy.
You want to try Italy?
Poland. Costa Rica. South Africa. You just tell me if any of these...
You tell me. It's fine with me.
...are appealing to you.
Wait, hold on. We know Malaysia. We've been to, right? Have we tried Asia?
How about Thailand? The Malaysians were so incredibly polite.
You think we'll get the same response from the Thais?
Thailand is very close to Malaysia. Let's try Thailand.
So you're guessing Thailand will be very forthcoming with their Gesundheit.
Yes, very, very polite.
Somebody else is testing their politeness quotient.
Yes.
What other countries?
Peru.
Peru.
Bulgaria.
Let's try it.
You want to do Peru?
Sure. Okay. We'll get a nice Peruvian Gesundheit. We've heard a Gesundheit. We've heard a few God bless yous. Have we heard a Gesundheit?
Yeah, I think we got a Gesundheit from Germany.
That was Germany.
This is Peru.
We should try the Muslim world and see if we get a may Allah be with you.
Welcome to the General Consul of Peru in Los Angeles. For English, press star 1 now.
Press 1 now.
Para obtener un pasaporte nuevo para mayores de edad.
Press 1 now.
I pressed 1.
I think she said press star 1.
Okay, whatever.
Wait, you're hanging up?
I hung up.
You're giving up?
Yeah.
Fine. Wait, here comes Jeff. Here comes Jeff with one of his notes.
Okay.
Read his note. Read his note now.
Singapore.
Read his note.
It says Singapore and there's a phone number.
Okay, now dial his note. Do what Jeff says.
Yes, I am. I'm dialing Singapore.
Now, does Jeff know that that's a live operator there?
No.
So we're testing how polite various embassies are.
You have reached the Singapore Consulate General in San Francisco. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now.
Jeff, is there a live person there?
Please hold for the operator.
Oh, please hold for the operator.
If you are calling regarding visa and...
I just dialed operator.
Or to the receptionist.
Ooh.
There's a receptionist.
We're getting...
From Singapore.
We're getting...
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm calling from New Jersey. You're on the air, and I wonder how long it would take me to apply for a visa.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very polite. Did you know that? Is all of Singapore as polite as you?
Well, it depends.
We're going to extrapolate. We're going to say that they are. We're going to tell the world they are. That's my other line, but thank you very much.
All right.
Go, Singapore, go.
You got to love it.
You love those totalitarian mini-states, don't you?
You got to go to the South Seas.
But they are very polite.
Yeah, they are very polite.
They'll throw you in jail spitting on the sidewalk.
As they whip you for chewing gum.
All right. Bolivia? Portugal? You mentioned something. You wanted to get may Allah be with you. So we need...
Well, let's try. Let's try a Muslim country.
An Islamic country. Let's see here. There was Pakistan, but nobody was home there, right?
Wait, I'm looking in Washington.
Ah, Bangladesh. Here we go.
Hold on. In Washington... I have Syria. Did we try Syria?
Yeah, we did.
Did we try the Sudan?
No, but I have Bangladesh.
Hold on, I have the sedan, but that's in that's Washington.
Well, so much for Bangladesh.
No. You want to try them again? I have Egypt. Wait, let's try
Egypt.
Stay in the Middle East. Hold on.
Well, Egypt.
I have Egypt here, but it's Washington.
Oh, Afghanistan.
Oh, there you go. Now, what do you think we're going to get from Afghanistan? Let's guess.
You mean specifically a bless you? Or
yeah. I think once they...
Bless you seems to be what most
people... Right, once they recognize me as an American, I don't think they're going to say praise Allah or something of the equivalent. Do you?
No, I don't think you're going to get a praise Allah from Afghanistan. May Allah be with you.
Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
This is the General Consulate of Afghanistan and Los Angeles.
English. English.
If you know your party's direct extension, please enter it.
I'm just putting in a zero.
Fine.
Otherwise, press zero and pound for an operator.
Zero and pound. Zero and pound.
Operator, please wait a moment. Sorry, this line is busy. To leave a message, press one.
Okay.
Who do you think's on the other line? Some other 50-year-old disc jockey pulling a pathetic little prank?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I wish him luck. Want to try Turkey?
Okay, let's try Turkey.
Fine. You know who I feel sorry for? That other disc jockey. I know how he feels. I know how he feels. He's a sad and lonely man right now, I bet. Don't you think? Man, I'd like to meet him after the show, compare notes. Wonder what his co-host is like. Wonder how his co-host got to work today.
That didn't work out.
Fine. Thanks, Ken.
No problem.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Yeah. Agreed.
Wait, here comes Jeff with another blue piece of paper.
Tonga. Is somebody on the first line? Why is that constantly lit up?
You know what I think we're going to get from this receptionist when I sneeze?
What?
May the gods of Tonga be with you.
I'm calling Russia.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I bet they're very polite. Because they know somebody's listening. They know it's all being recorded. Is this Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's the Russian consulate.
English.
You have reached the Consulate General of the Russian Federation.
English. English. If English was good enough for Jesus Christ.
Jesus spoke Aramaic.
I don't think so. I've seen a lot more movies than you, my friend.
I obviously didn't see Passion of the Christ, did you?
No, I missed that one. The ones I see star Kirk Douglas. God and Jesus both speak English, according to these movies. Wait, who did we talk to? What happened?
I just gave up.
Don't give up. We got to do one more.
Okay.
Don't give up. We got to do one more.
Jamaica?
Big finish. Jamaica. Wait, so you're not following... the boys' advice anymore?
Oh, I got tons of numbers.
Fine.
I don't think he knows that these numbers are any better than those numbers.
Then what's he doing?
He's just looking busy.
He's just looking busy.
He's giving us numbers.
Is he afraid for his job or something?
No.
Jeff, you've got the job. You can relax. Nobody else will come in.
It's the Jamaican consulate.
Do you think we're going to get a Gesundheit from Jamaica?
Yes, I do.
I think we're going to get a nice big God bless you from Jamaica.
If we get...
A nice big friendly Jamaican God bless you. Watch. Listen to how it's done.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
What is your problem? Why would you call them?
Tonga.
I thought we tried Tonga.
Nope.
What if I begin by saying, may the gods of Tonga be with you?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why not? It sounds very polite.
The gods of Tonga?
That's how they greet each other.
No, it's not.
That's how they used to. When kids were brought up right.
Oh.
Is the show over yet?
No.
It'll be over soon.
And welcome to the Tonga Consulate General in San Francisco. We do apologize that we cannot come to the phone right now, but please hear the message, then someone will...
There's probably just one office, this consulate in San Francisco. How big could it be?
Sri Lanka.
Fine. Oh, what time is it there? 4 o'clock? They probably left early. I mean, how busy can it be? How many Tonganese need help on a Wednesday afternoon in San Francisco? How many times a day does that phone ring?
This is... calling the Consulate General of Sri Lanka in Los Angeles.
You're welcome.
Office hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good.
Through Friday.
Then you're open now.
General inquiries, please visit our website at
www.. Ma'am, we're pranking you. It's a prank call. We can't do it over the web. Tell them, Ken. Oh, listen. Listen to that. Listen, Ken.
Dial 2. For the accounts manager, dial 3. For commercial affairs...
No, 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 wait. Let's see. Let's see.
Please, with the consul general... Dial 5. For any urgent matters, please dial 323.
Oh, dial 5. Just hit 5. Let's see. Maybe it'll ring.
Please hold while I try that extension.
We're gonna try that extension.
Wow.
What country are we talking to?
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Is it ringing?
You might know it better as Ceylon.
They have a consulate.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from New Jersey. You're on the air, and I have a question about the visiting your country. I'd like to apply for
Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry. I said I'd like to apply for a visa, but I don't know where to send the. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling very well. I have a little cold.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Now, you want to know where the...
Yes, yes, exactly.
Apply for a visa.
Exactly. How do I... Yeah. Oh, excuse me, one second.
Can I give you the address?
Excuse me, one second. Achoo! 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 I'm sorry, did you say something? I think we all learned a little bit. About Sri Lanka.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm not. I'm very ashamed of myself. Thank you for asking. No, we don't have to do this again next week. Next week we can do a completely different topic, right?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, we don't have to keep doing this till we get it right, do we?
This was really sad. This was the worst show we've done in years.
How do you think I feel? I had to listen to the whole thing. Because I'm here and it's my show. I couldn't turn it off.
Oh,
how do you think I feel? Think about me for once. What the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing?
And you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope, online in Rockland County at WFMU.org and Rockland County on 91.9 FM. Think he said he might be back next week live. We'll see what happens. Might be a rerun. For now, stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue Braun.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Ian. How you doing? I don't think he's even there. Oh, how you doing?
Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Merry Christmas.
Merry what? Shut up. Oh my God. It's beginning to look a lot like
I got the holiday spirit in me right now.
Yeah, well you better. Is it a molded plastic with ribs?
No, it's Jack Daniels.
Okay.
In a red Christmas cup.
How did you get a hold of Jack Daniels without passing through my customs line?
No, I'm just drinking Budweiser in a flannel. But I actually took the flannel off because it's too wet.
Uh-huh. All right.
This Bud's for you. All out there.
Hey, Leech. Hey, wait, hold on.
Into the microphone
now. I know. I've decided I'm just going to use every mic. Just turn them all up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to
get some overhead mics so we can get a little more treble going on.
A little more snare.
Yeah.
I need
a little more trolls in the monitors. Some Christmas trolls.
I think those are leprechauns, dummy.
they all scared the bejesus out of me, so it's all the same.
The bejesus got scared, and
The baby bejesus.
The Krampus
The baby bejesus.
The Krampus is coming.
The Krampus is coming.
No.
We're gonna have boiled goat's head soup for a little post-show snack.
I just got that in vinyl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it have the,
It's got the Mick Jagger in the bag thing.
Oh, I want a Mick Jagger. Are they bringing that back this year? And a green shake.
You got those moves like Krampus.
Yep.
What's in that?
I don't know. You know, you just burned out my throat, Ian. Thanks a bunch. I think I just smoked some Douglas fir right off the top of Ian's car.
Colorado plates.
Colorado, a red Beetle with Colorado plates. There's nothing more incriminating than Ian's rental car since his accident.
It's very red.
It is red.
It's got the Christmas spirit in there.
And a lot of other things hidden near the tire wheel.
Most of my clothes and as a pillow.
His entire car is classified as paraphernalia.
Yeah, we're good.
One big piece.
One big, giant piece.
Again, going to have to pull over to my customs line. I need a full inspection. Spread them.
Well, but then the thing is, like, if I'm living there, so where do I go? Do I just stay there and they leave?
It's Christmas. we need a few examples of people in need. Pathos. And you've been picked.
I don't know if you recently saw my GoFundMe. I need about $68.
You need a really scratchy flannel blanket. That doesn't quite fit. You know, it doesn't quite cover your feet because you're going to be wearing floppy combat boots with the soles hanging off of them.
That hurts.
I see that. We've got to have.
No, that it really hurt.
Oh, don't start! Don't you dare start! I'm gonna check the WFMU page and see exactly why our live streaming is not working.
You always had to be so mean.
Yeah, we still got last week's video up on the thing, and I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. Definitely the.
You know what I'm gonna
do? The Ustream page. If you go to Ustream,
you know what? I'm gonna fix it. How about this? How about I try and fix it?
Fix it.
Make one last attempt to fix this.
Try turning it off and turning it back on again.
we tried that.
All right, this is gonna work. I swear. I swear on the Jesus, it's gonna work. Because I'm gonna try a new. Welcome to HTML 101. Do it for me. This is a program you're listening to. My name is Subron. I'm joined here by Ian.
How you doing?
And Leech, Technocrat Leech.
He's here.
Running the video.
I'm really here. For real.